Okay, Mike, why don't you put 10 minutes on the clock? Because this is what we do.
This is what we do. So we've got our Italian chef here.
Yes.
I'm going to dial it up. It's a new timer for us, so let's get it past
let's see if we can get it right.
Back to 10.
So this is a show that we do for our conferences, like PDC, like MIX, and now like Tech Ed Europe.
Yep.
And for 10 minutes each week, we're going to bring you the latest and greatest from the Tech Ed team. Mm-hmm. My name is Jennifer Ritzinger. I own the event.
And what does own the event mean, by the way? Because that can mean lots of things.
It means lots of things. It means everything, managing the entire process. The entire team, we work together on content, keynotes, that's your world, budget, marketing, demand gen, the parties, the whole experience.
So it literally is everything.
Everything.
That's great. So they know who to contact if they have any questions.
jritz@microsoft.com.
So I'm M. Swanson at Microsoft.com, and my job is keynotes and content. I've got a team of folks that work on content specifically. And when I say content, I mean sessions, I mean hands-on labs, anything basically where we're taking Microsoft kind of the messaging and the training and anything really that we have to say specifically at the event and putting that into some sort of packaged content.
Wow.
And then, of course, keynotes, which is always a big one. At an event like this.
Very exciting. So what is Tech Ed exactly?
It's a good question. What is Tech Ed? My mental jog is always actually in the name. Technical education. It's an easy way to remember kind of what Tech Ed's all about. The other way I think about Tech Ed, and I used to be a field guy, we had folks that would go to Tech Ed US, Tech Ed Europe, and it's really a training event. It's a deep technical training event on Microsoft technologies. So it's a way to send your IT professional. So this might be somebody who sets up Active Directories or manages an Exchange installation or a set of servers or is looking at maybe how the company is going to migrate to the cloud, for example. And then we also get developers. And these developers could be people who are writing Silverlight applications, .NET applications, and the list goes on. So it's really a blended audience. We get about a 70-30 split. So 70% are IT professionals and 30% classify themselves as developers. And of course, there are some people who wear multiple hats. Mm-hmm. But we try to get content that really covers that whole swath at a Tech Ed.
And a lot of content. There's hundreds of sessions
at Tech
Ed.
There's a lot of content, especially at this particular one. We have about 400 sessions at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So that's, hour-long sessions, 400 of them. That's a lot of technical training given by the people who both build the products.
Yep.
And we also have a really good third-party set of speakers that show up and give the information. We also have hands-on labs. So this is the ability to sit down at a machine, guided by a nice document, and work your way through a lab. So about 150 of those. And of course, we have keynotes, and we have other opportunities. There's a lot of third-party community that goes on as well.
So the point is that when you get back to work from attending Tech Ed, that very next day, you're going to be able to implement what you learned at Tech Ed.
That's
it's not about the future. It's not about planning what's coming. It's about right away, I'm going to be able to put this to good use.
Not that we don't ever talk a little bit about the future. Of course, it's interesting to pretty much everybody. But yeah, you're right. The idea is I can go there, I can sit down, I can pick some sessions that relate to maybe the project that I'm working on back in my office, and I can ask questions, I can interact. Again, a lot of the people who build these products are actually there, can interact with the community. And then when I go home, I can be immediately productive.
And, and not only you, but something new that I'd like to announce is that for the first time, Tech Ed sessions will all be online for free.
Absolutely.
So those 400-plus sessions, online for free.
Yep.
But you still want to come to the event in person because that's the opportunity to really kind of get away from the office and be able to put your job aside for a week and talk to the people, ask the questions that you want in person. So there's advantages to both.
Absolutely. If you've been to any of our other events or we've watched some of these shows before, we talk about these focus groups that we do on site. And one of the things that people really like is this ability to disconnect for the period of time that they go to an event. It's very difficult, even though we offer all these recorded sessions online, it's difficult to say, you know what, I'm just going to carve out a week, not do anything, turn off the phone, lock the door, and watch video. It's very unrealistic. So actually getting away to the event is not only a chance to disconnect and be inspired a little bit, also get some nice deep learning, and of course interact with your peers, which is fantastic.
So one thing that Mike and I would like to do, because we're going to have this show every week now until the actual event, and since we're part of the inside, what we call the core team that runs the event, is like we like to share some of the decisions that get made, some of the thinking that goes into it. And one thing that people may not know is that Tech Ed Europe is actually owned by Microsoft Corporate. So we're back in headquarters in Redmond, Washington, but this event is actually managed mostly by a team that's on the ground in Redmond, although we're working extensively with shareholders and partners, we call them shareholders, stakeholders, in Europe as well.
Yep, definitely. And we also worked on Tech Ed North America.
Yeah.
So a lot of the content and thinking that went into TechEd North America, we'll make sure we bring that same kind of rigor and that same process to the content and what we do with TechEd Europe. So
that's
should
right.
be a fantastic event.
And also people should understand that a couple of other events, the Professional Developers Conference mm-hmm. and MIX, which is all about mm-hmm. the web, mm-hmm. is also managed by the same team. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of benefit in being able to understand the strategy holistically yep. across those three yep. events.
And back to kind of the things you said about this show, you know, we have some ideas about what we'd like to talk about, but if anyone who's watching has some ideas about what they'd like to hear about, specific speakers or topics
yep.
or people who perhaps the Channel 9 folks who a lot of times are present at our events, any of those kinds of questions, email us and we'd be happy to try to include that on a future show. So what specifically about this one?
Okay,
all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So it's November 8th in Berlin.
Okay.
It was in Berlin last year, so we're back again. I've never been to Berlin, so
I haven't either.
This is going to be interesting.
This will be a first for me too. Yeah.
So one thing that we did this year was we lowered the price quite a bit. So we really looked at what we could do for the customers, because we know that everyone's been going through kind of a tough time economically, globally.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of countries have been in a recession. So we dropped the price, and right now it's if you register by the end of August, it's actually only €16.95 to attend. The normal price is $18.95.
So
that's the full price.
€200 off if I act quickly.
That's right. We're also, for the first time in a long time, we've brought back workshops or pre-conference seminars to TechEd.
So what are these?
This is the day before. This is actually on Monday, November 8th. This is the day before the actual sessions begin.
Okay.
If you pay an extra €400, if you're also attending the conference.
Okay.
You're going to get, it's like they're deep dives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you go into one session, I think there's two per day mm-hmm. for several hours, and it's just hands-on deep dive kind of training.
So it's hours on a particular topic or set of topics
right.
that relate.
Right. Versus like all the sessions throughout the week will just mm-hmm. be 60 minutes, so
mm-hmm.
it's a real deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been getting a lot of people registering for that as well, because again, it's something that we haven't had in a while. And if you really want to go deep on one subject in particular, you can really just spend the whole day on it.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even, the way we've scheduled TechEd Europe this year, it's not even really a day early.
That's right.
Because we have the keynote
that afternoon.
So you're probably going to be arriving that day anyway, although I doubt you could arrive so early as to actually catch the pre-cons. But it's really not that much of a shift in kind of scheduling. Show up late the night before, sit in a pre-con all day long. Again, they're deep, they're technical, they're given by, in a lot of cases, third parties
yep.
who are really leaders on the subject, partnered with Microsoft folks. Sit for the keynote, right, and then kind of kick off your event.
That's right. And all that information is on our website, the abstracts of the workshops, the speaker bios, all
mm-hmm.
of that.
Mm-hmm. And that's httpeurope.msteched.com is the place to go find that. And by the way, when you're there, you can click around. You'll also find, to Jennifer's point earlier, the videos from prior TechEd North America, yeah, and prior years are all up there now, and we'll continue to do that going forward.
That's right. That used to be a subscription that you had to pay for,
mm-hmm.
so that's now free. So that's something that I'm really proud of, a change that we've made
yeah.
to make that information accessible.
Absolutely a big one.
So what else?
So related, we talked earlier about the number of sessions, right? There's lots of sessions, lots of hands-on labs. There's 17 different technical tracks. So we try to organize all of the content into tracks.
17
tracks, that's a lot. It is a lot. We're, you know, PDC and MIX, just generally, so you know we might have a handful of tracks. Here we have 17 full technical tracks. Descriptions of all those technical tracks are up there. A lot of them are very specific technology-focused tracks because this is a technical education event.
Right.
So you can... You know, I encourage everyone to go browse the session catalog and take a look. But we're not done picking all the sessions yet.
Mm.
And one of the things that's available online right now, and my note says through August 12th, is the session preference survey.
Mm-hmm.
So we've solicited kind of session suggestions or a call for content for session titles, descriptions, and speakers. And we've put, I think there's almost 400 of them up there listed right now.
Right.
And the idea is let's give our attendees a chance to vote and tell us what they'd like to see at TechEd. So I would encourage everyone to go through, browse through the sessions that are out there, vote for their favorites, and then the content team will consider all the votes and make sure that we infuse the right content into the mix so that we have a good TechEd.
Right. So what it really does is that it drives, if one topic is more popular than others,
mm-hmm.
then that means probably we'll have more sessions on that
mm-hmm.
topic.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps us get the outside input from our customers about what's really important to them.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes it's kind of a guessing game, right?
Sometimes it is, right? You never know what's going to be the big thing this particular year. And there we go.